superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This
is... I am a peacock! You gotta let me fly!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's just settle this. Peacocks don't fly.
They fly a little. They get a real running
about
start.
About as much as a penguin.
The peacocks did it again!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Shaheen Holloway, the head coach of the St. Peter's Peacocks.
You know what? Let's go out there and have some fun. Let's go out there and make history.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network reporter Tom Pelissero. Still to come. CBS Sports college basketball reporter John Rothstein. Plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Breaking news just happened about 15 minutes ago. Matt Ryan is no longer an Atlanta Falcon. He is an Indianapolis Colt. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. The movement that we have seen in the last 3 weeks of an NFL season is, look, it's a free agency period, and things always turn over and things always kind of go a little bit sideways, but not really at the quarterback position, and not when you're dealing with quarterbacks who have been to a Super Bowl. Russell Wilson sent from Seattle to Denver. Aaron Rodgers decides to stay put. Tom Brady, as a 44-year-old, says, I'm coming back, because he's seeing how, I guess, the NFC is shaping up, and one quarterback after another appears to leave. And just when you think Deshaun Watson's going to show up in the NFC South, choosing either the Falcons or the Saints, he says, I'm going to go to Cleveland anyway, because he had 230 million reasons to do it. They're all guaranteed dollars sitting there in Cleveland, as his guaranteed money is, a rarity in the business to get. Certainly at that level, it's unprecedented. And certainly when you throw in the fact that it's $10 million for almost every civil lawsuit that's been filed against him, it's kind of crazy. And now, he winds up in the AFC too. And I mean, it's just the AFC right now is kind of like that piece of luggage that you take for your trip where you figure, I'll just add one more shirt. Well, I just zipped it up. I'm going to unzip it. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I'm just going to put in one more, and then you zip it up, and then all of a sudden you're like, I forgot this one other item. I definitely need this coat, so I'm going to unzip it, and then now you're suddenly shoving it down, and you're just using your entire body weight to close that luggage, which is exactly what I know because I always carry on whenever I can. And that's the AFC right now with quarterbacks. I mean, if CBS has more AFC games than not, you're going to see what? You're going to see Watson versus Lamar twice a year. You're going to see Watson versus Burrow twice a year. You're going to see Russell Wilson versus Mahomes twice a year. You're going to see Herbert versus Mahomes twice a year versus Wilson twice a year versus Derek Carr twice a year. The Bills are going to wind up playing the Bengals. You're going to see Josh Allen versus Burrow. You're going to see Josh Allen versus Mahomes again because they play first place teams. The Bills play the Browns. You're going to see Allen versus Watson. And this is just off the top of my head. Now you throw Matt Ryan into the mix. And at age 36, he is a guy that can absolutely win football games for the Indianapolis Colts. And whatever was going on with Wentz, I'll tell you what, that's not going to happen with Ryan. Now, he's prone to turn the football over, I know. but he's also being prone to being hit, and the Colts do a much better job of protecting the quarterback. And now Jonathan Taylor has got a passing game with Ryan at the controls. Man.
Quick at the Colts.
What an upgrade.
Quick look at the Colts schedule, guys. Colts play at the Cowboys this year. They're home for Kansas City and the Chargers. They're also at the Raiders, home for the Steelers and Vikings. Go to New England as well.
Matt Ryan going back to his old stomping grounds there in New England.
So it looks like AFC West.
I love it.
NFC
Colts
East.
Patriots is now Jones versus Ryan. I mean, it's just one thing after another, and the Colts have just absolutely upgraded at quarterback, and you thought they'd have no real options at quarterback. They got to look at Jimmy G. Certainly all those rumors I heard at the combine that Derek Carr might be in their sights. Raiders said, you know what? We're going to hang on to him. We're going to get him Devontae Adams. Man, oh, man, oh, man, what a big move that is. And it looks like Baker Mayfield's going to be without a seat because Marcus Mariota's out there. What a free agent pickup that would be. Arthur Smith was coordinating the offense for Mariota before they went to Tannehill. So he knows what he could do. It's a system fit. The Saints are without a quarterback right now. Is that where Mayfield could wind up? Because Jameis is coming back from a knee injury, and he could just go back there. Seattle's got Drew Lock. Are they just going to stick with him? Because if those two spots aren't Mayfield's landing spots, Baker Mayfield might have to back up at quarterback.
Back up who?
I don't know.
Go to the Bears or something?
I have no idea. I don't know. Could the Washington Commanders just bring him in? It's not really Wentz's gig after all. They're going to have a competition. I have no earthly idea. Could Carolina grab him? That's the state of play right now in the NFL world.
You also have to trade for him, so you've got to give up an asset.
I don't know. Hey, look, I don't know what the asset is because it's a 3 for Ryan, who, by the way, the cap hit for Matt Ryan in Atlanta is over $40 million, which is the most in the history of the NFL as a dead cap hit by $7 million. They have blown that record to smithereens. So the medicine that the Falcons were going to have to take on Ryan at some point because of the way that the contracts were run there in Atlanta, today was the day that they took a spoonful of sugar to help that go down.
Whew.
And we all thought Cleveland was the team that was going to maybe not get Watson and wind up having to trade their quarterback anyway, and it's Atlanta. Matt Ryan out, Mariota in, Mayfield out, Watson in, Lock out, Wilson in, Gabbert out, Brady in, Rodgers in, Love still not out.
Devontae Adams out.
Yes. And wait for it. Jimmy G still there. Can they run it back anyway?
Why not?
And then there's the rookie quarterbacks, right? I think for sure you could make – I mean, I'd be stunned if – Well, I mean, obviously, these guys might have to be traded up to go get him. But Carolina, New Orleans, Pittsburgh, those are your spots.
Draft a quarterback.
Yes, drafting quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
I would be shocked if those teams did something else. Yeah.
Is it possible Baker Mayfield winds up with no starting job in 2022 right now, 21st of March? Monday after new league year begins, it sure looks like it. And just to bring it all full circle once again, it is why this piece of paper in my hands, the great stationery of Kyler Murray's agent, is why this exists. They want to get paid because you never know what the hell happens in a fourth year.
Never know what happens in a fourth year. Look at Baker Mayfield's year. Who the hell saw that one? Unpacked it. This point last year, Baker was coming off of a season in which the Browns won a playoff game over the Steelers and had it working. Odell was coming back from a knee injury, and there was Jarvis Juice Landry, and it's going to be Kareem Hunt, and it's going to be that whole running game going on, right? And the offensive line was ready to go. And holy cow, it falls apart. Now he might not have a starting job. It's exactly why Murray wants to be paid now. You never know. Oh, boy.
Okay, so according to Albert, Colts are sending their third-round pick, which was 82nd overall, to the Falcons.
So the lowest one, huh?
The 73rd pick was one they got back from Philly.
And they still hold on to that.
So they're holding on to that.
No, they got that back from Washington, you mean?
Yes, from Washington.
Correct.
For Wentz. So they're keeping that pick, 73rd, and they're sending 82 to Atlanta.
So the lower one goes to Atlanta.
The lower one.
Chris Ballard, what has he got? Like some sort of, like, these are not the droids you're looking for?
I mean, this guy's like a...
You know, just come up with some sort of, some mind trick. Wentz out. Ryan in. Do you think Washington's sitting there going, everybody puts me in a paint on my list? We told Seattle we wanted Russ, and Russ goes to Denver.
And they're like, eh.
What do you think? They didn't knock on the door for Matt Ryan? Well, what happened?
Oh, man.
What's going on?
Someone just sent us this graphic. RIP to the Pittstastic Four. Oh. Oh, April 29th, 2021 to March 21st, 2022.
That is funny. The Pittstastic Four was Kyle Pitts, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, and Calvin Ridley, right? That is the worst ever.
Thank you, Jay Patel. That's very funny.
Thank you for that. Fan of the show.
Wow.
Worst superhero collection ever, right? Hey, let's get you Kyle Pitts. It's you. It's Julio Jones. It's Calvin Ridley. And Kyle Pitts.
They are.
And Pitts is the only one still there.
Julio without a team right now.
Speaking of which, Matt Ryan, I mean... Colts need some receivers outside of Michael Pittman. There are two starters right now in the depth.
You get him Julio now?
23 combined receptions. So yeah. Get him Julio.
Well, there's some repair that needs to be done.
Go get Julio.
Well, T.Y. Hilton's also a free agent. He was on our free agency frenzy show. That's true. Wants to go back.
That's true. Yeah, I'm just talking about who were signed. And
No, I know. I think that did they retain Mo Alley Cox? I think they did that.
Yeah, Mo Alley Cox is listed on
right?
the depth chart.
Dude, that beast behind him, though, that's all you need. That kid's amazing.
And their O-line is nice. So
I'm still laughing at Pistastic.
Hey, man, they all can't be winners.
R.I.P.
Right?
They can't all be winners. That's true.
Let's go to Mike in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
This is the craziest offseason with quarterback movement. It's fun to watch. This is great television, and you guys put on a great show every afternoon. So
thanks.
Thank you for the entertainment.
Yeah, man. I'm just trying to, like, you know, these things, you know, pop in, and I try to make my first blush reaction to it, and it's fun, you know.
It's crazy.
Although wherever Baker is right now, I'd have to be wondering, you know, what he's got to be thinking right now. It's got to be very out of body.
I mean, if I'm him, I want to go to Bourbon Street. I mean, you know, you got. I mean, it's set up for a great quarter. You know, they're a good quarterback away from, you know, being a playoff team again. The NFC after the Rams, the Bucks, and the Packers is, no offense, DJ, is rather thin. So why would you want to? You know, you're not, and most likely the Browns aren't going to trade him in the AFC. To me, the New Orleans move makes the most sense for both sides.
Well, they're the ones with
a great move for him.
They're the ones with a seat most wide open, and
definitely,
you know, Pete Carmichael is still there, you know, from the Sean Payton world, and I guess they know how to operate with a quarterback who is, if you will, undersized. I don't know if there's any other comparisons you could make from Baker to Breeze, you know.
The size wise, but Seattle would make sense too. But I think from a win now perspective, New Orleans makes it would be a better move, I think.
well, pieces are landing, and thank you very much. Music is stopping right now in the quarterback game of musical chairs. I know we like to use the phrase carousel.
Then you have to ask yourself, would you rather have Baker or Jameis? Right. If you're the Saints.
Right.
Wow.
I mean, Jameis Winston was balling last year before
Dude,
he got
everybody
hurt,
just
man.
Everybody's just got to sit tight, and we'll see how it all lands. Because and even if Baker backs up, we can't sit here and say he's a bust. You simply cannot. We just say that.
You want a playoff game.
Hold on a second. You can't. Certainly if the 2022 season starts, and it's entirely possible Winston and Mariota have starting spots, and so does Goff and Wentz. Okay? And so is Trubisky. So does Trubisky. What goes around comes around. Now, I don't know if these are success stories, but has a Mariota, Winston, Goff, Wentz, Trubisky may all have starting jobs in the NFL this year, and Baker and Darnold don't. Or it's possible Darnold does.
Hey, Brock.
Is it possible Kenny Pickett's got a starting job in the league this year and Baker Mayfield does not? Those are all absolute possibilities, what I just mentioned, as we are now 15 minutes into hour number three of our March 21st, 2022 show right now.
Hey, Brockman, here's just something crazy. What if The Rock decides that he wants to make a splash and just backs up the Brinks truck and gets Baker Mayfield to come to the XFL?
I don't know. Rich, this is my department. So the Colts were 30-1 to win the Super Bowl today. They're now 25-1 after this news. Matt Ryan, 100-1 to win MVP this morning. Now 50-1.
How? How's that cut that odd in half?
It's still a long. They're still, you know.
Yeah, but that's.
He's still a massive long shot, but his odds are now 50% better.
Which one would you place your money on more? Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
More than the MVP.
Yeah. Well, the MVP is a quarterback award. If Matt throws for 4,800 yards and 38 touchdowns, he might win it.
Can we do something about that, too? Let's just call it the best quarterback and then...
Colts were a better team today than yesterday.
Oh, absolutely.
Than an hour ago.
Fact, than an hour ago, yeah.
All right, I keep on threatening, so make sure we don't go out of Dodge without me saying this team that I think has killed it in free agency. When we come back, John Rothstein of CBS, we're going to talk a little bit of NCAA tournament action right here on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. The Callaway Odyssey putter, the Tri-Hot 5K putter I've been telling you about, it's so awesome. Again, it's got the classic blade, but a forgiveness of a mallet, which, if you know golf, makes no sense. So if you don't know golf, let me just tell you, it makes no sense. But being the number one putter on the tour, as Odyssey putters are, takes more than just a single good year like 2021 was, 37 major championships across the PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours. Not only did more pros play an Odyssey putter in those majors, but more pros won major championships in 2021. It takes consistent performance and a steady stream of game-changing innovations like that Tri-Hot 5K putter I'm telling you about with the legendary white-hot insert. It's an example of why the best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Let's talk some NCAA tournament with a kid it looks like I went to summer camp with when we come back. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I just only know one speed, folks. That's it. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show for the first time, I'm pleased to have him here talking about March Madness. CBS basketball insider of, college basketball insider of CBS Sports and the host of the College Hoops Today podcast, joining us in the middle of a very busy time of March Madness, John Rothstein. How you doing, John?
Good, Rich. Great to be with you, man.
Yep, you got it. So what's the story of this tournament right now? What do you consider is the story of this tournament right now?
Shaheen Holloway and the St. Peter's Peacocks. A run, I think, that you can say when you split the atom, Rich, might be more impressive than UMBC beating Virginia in 2018. When you look at that upset for UMBC, DeAndre Hunter, who was an integral part of Virginia winning a national championship in 2019, was unavailable to play during that run because of an injury. You look at St. Peter's and the limited resources that this program has, being in the heart of Jersey City, being undermanned, Rich. I remember when St. Peter's last went to the NCAA tournament in 2011, they had two full-time assistants, and the third assistant was only able to take the job because he had a pension from the United States Air Force. And for that team to go toe-to-toe with Kentucky and then beat Murray State, a team that won 30 games from wire to wire in the round of 32, this, to me, is one of the more miraculous runs that we've seen in the history of the greatest event in sports.
So then the question is, though, is how much further do you think they can go? That's the magic question, right?
Well, I think obviously every game that we see them win will be a surprise from here on out. I think the one thing that, you obviously have to evaluate when you see a team from a mid-major level is how are they going to match up with guys who have certain size on the front line. Kentucky obviously had Oscar Tshiebwe, but the size and the girth of Purdue up front with Zach Edey and Travion Williams, I believe, will be the end of the line this week in Philadelphia.
Okay. So then which team do you think is a low seed has the best chance to go on a more magical run than the one that St. Peter's is on right now?
Miami, because of guard play. And, Rich, this is our first time chatting, but, we're going to, empty the bucket right now. I am a big, big Rocky fan. And you remember in Rocky III, when Apollo Creed talked to Rocky after he lost to Clubber Lang, he said the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. When Jim Larrañaga first built Miami's program, he built the program based on getting transfers, sitting them out, redshirting them, and being older than everybody else. Miami, after it has some success, dabbled in with elite high school players, guys like Lonnie Walker, Bruce Brown. Obviously, they've done a really, really good job as well, with guys who are on the team right now from the high school front, like Isaiah Wong. But the makeup of this team with Charlie Moore, with Cam McGusty, is about experience and age. Miami, Rich, starts 3 50-year seniors, a lot like Apollo Creed at the Rocky. The way to get it back is to go back to the beginning.
Look at you, man. I like it. Can you lace the rest of your commentary in the few minutes I have left with you here with every other Rocky film too, John? Can you do something like that?
I mean, if you want to extend it, until the games start on Thursday, I can come back tomorrow and Wednesday. You know what I mean? Well, we can get together.
No, I know. I guess we should stick with Philadelphia then. Villanova against my alma mater, Michigan. Is Villanova or Duke Well, you know, because now Auburn's already out and St. Peter's took care of the other two seed. Which two seed do you think has got a better chance, Duke or Villanova, to go on a run here?
They both have equally difficult tasks, and I pick Arizona and Gonzaga to meet the national championship game. But I'll say this, Rich. When you look at this NCAA tournament from 30,000 feet, it's the polar opposite of last year's tournament. Last year, we knew from the start that there were two teams better than everybody else. Baylor on one side, Gonzaga on the other side. Look right now at the level of separation and how minimal it is between teams in this tournament. The one seed, Baylor's out. They lost to North Carolina. Kansas took on a Creighton team that didn't have Ryan Kalkbrenner, its best shot blocker, and didn't have Ryan Nembhard, the Big East freshman of the year who was lost for the season a couple of years ago with a wrist injury, and it was in a possession game against Creighton. Then you look at Arizona. They limp out of the game against TCU, which was the game of the tournament so far, thanks to the greatness and the unbelievable shot-making ability of Ben Mathurin, a player in this tournament who I thought before the game started would explode like a volcano in the NCAA tournament. Rich, last night we started to feel the lava, and Gonzaga was able to come back against Memphis in the round of 32. Those are your four number one seeds. It wouldn't shock me if we see less than three of them reach the Final Four coming up in New Orleans.
CBS's John Rothstein here on the Rich Eisen Show. You mentioned Ben Mathurin of Arizona. Spectacular. I mean, you know, obviously I'm not going out on a limb. He's a Pac-12 player of the year. That said, there were so many officiating moments in that game. And I go back and forth on this subject matter because you got to play better than the ref in every endeavor in sports, John. But I don't know if it's because we're seeing so much basketball in a span of 4 days or the fact that there is 4 days worth of basketball and good luck trying to get the same consistency of officiating with all of those games trying to be played. Is there an officiating issue with NCAA basketball right now?
I don't know if there's an officiating issue, but I'll say this. The officiating has been very poor in the NCAA tournament. It was abominable in the North Carolina-Baylor game.
Yeah.
The technical foul on RJ Melendez in the Illinois-Houston game was a miscarriage of justice. And what happened last night to pretty much bow out at the end of regulation, okay, in the Arizona-TCU game, which again was the game of the tournament, was another miscarriage of justice, just waiting for somebody else to decide the game. And they are very, very fortunate that Dalen Terry's shot happened after the buzzer went off and the game was decided in overtime, because it would have been an embarrassment that didn't last for years. It would last for decades.
Yeah, why did the clock stop for a split second? Like, what's the reasoning on that? John,
you know, I don't know the answer to that question, Rich. All I just know is that, you know, immediately after that situation, you know, again, we're just talking for the first time.
Yes.
You know, maybe the next time I'm out in L.A., I can text you. You know, we can grab a Heineken light somewhere. I don't know if you're a light guy or a gas guy or a draft guy, but we're working through this friendship. And Rich, just for the record, I think it's going quite well.
I think so.
All I know is this: I called my parents after the game. I'm 38 and a half. I said, you know, I have to tell you, for the first time in four decades, I'm almost speechless.
Well, I'm a red wine guy, by the way, John.
I've never had a glass of wine.
You know, so, okay. Yeah. So, again, I know you got, you know, a limited amount of time because you're working on stories. You're breaking stuff. I like it. I guess give me the team that can actually crack the national championship game. I know Miami could go on a run, and you think that it's going to be Arizona and Gonzaga. But give me one that you think can actually crash it. The whole thing.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think that this has been a Final Four or bust type season all year for Purdue. And I think when you look at the chemical makeup of this Purdue team and the bracket that has opened up for them in the East region, you have the one seed Baylor out. You have the Kentucky team that was the number two seed. They're out of the bracket. Right now, things are aligned for Purdue to get to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. But I also look on the bottom right of your bracket, and I see the region of vulnerability. Kansas is a vintage Kansas. We have a 10 and an 11 going against each other in Miami and Iowa State. And then you have a Providence team that is in the second week of the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1997, when Providence had the ball at the end of regulation against the eventual national champion Arizona Wildcats under Pete Dillon and lost the game in overtime. So I look at that bottom right as being the region of vulnerability. I still believe, obviously, in Arizona and Gonzaga. And then, you know, you look at the makeup of that bottom left region. You got two great brands going against each other in North Carolina and UCLA. And then you've got your traditional David versus Goliath showdown, Purdue against St. Peter's in Philadelphia. The door is open for Purdue right now, again, to get to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. Matt Painter has been back several times during his career in West Lafayette. This is his best chance to get there.
All right, so I guess before I let you go, let me try my hand at a Rocky analogy for you, John. How about Michigan head coach Juwan Howard going from Rocky IV, I will break you, in the handshake line to, I guess, what would it be, Rocky I, you know, hugging somebody, consoling them, crying, like in the handshake line in dispatching with Tennessee? How about the turnaround for my coach? How about that one,
no,
John?
No, it's impressive. He's a mensch. It sounds like you're a mensch, too, but I've never had a glass of wine.
Okay. Did I go to?
I've never had a glass of wine. I've never played golf. I've never had a cup of coffee, and I've never been to Europe. But I'm going to Europe this summer. That's the plan.
Okay, John.
I got married. I had to postpone my wedding twice due to the pandemic. So we're supposed to go to Europe July into August. So maybe, you know, you can get my number from the beer, so you can throw me a couple of ideas.
I'm happy to do that, John.
A little vino.
What summer camp did you go to? It sounds like I went to summer camp with you, John. What summer camp did you go to?
No, my father ran a camp, and my mother did arts and crafts, so you know, that was how we got, you know, family time at the end.
I just didn't
ran a camp for years.
There's no Jewish
suburb of New York.
There's no Jewish geography to play with you right now. Is that what you're saying, John? Or you just got to run because you're breaking a story right now? Is there no?
I'm breaking a story.
All right, take care of yourself, John. We'll talk. You'll chat soon.
All right,
okay, there's John Rothstein. Everybody.
I like him.
Is he a keeper?
He's a keeper.
Yeah,
I like him. He's fun. A Rocky III reference? Come on.
He's one of us.
I made a Rocky IV.
I watched.
You fought back. That was nice, Rich. We got breaking news.
Uh-oh.
We got breaking. Hold on a minute. What do we got?
Breaking news.
We're wondering what the Saints are going to do at quarterback, Rich. I'm going to tell you right now.
They're already in.
Tom Pelissero. They're bringing back Jameis. 2 year, $28 million, $21 million guaranteed.
Yep, makes sense.
Okay. Uh-oh. First, let's take the Jameis part. Way to go. Good for you. I thought one of the most unkind injuries this year. He wasn't having a similar season statistically than Dak Prescott. But that reminded him getting carted off in that game against Tampa was one of the most unkind injuries I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
And it was the football gods just really sticking their finger in the eye of a story that was developing, right? Where he's getting his chance outside of Tampa, losing his job because Brady's like, I want to come there. And he gets a spot in New Orleans, and he gets carted off. And the Saints season just wasn't the same. I mean, Trevor Siemian and couldn't get it done. And then Taysom Hill couldn't get it done and almost got it done against Atlanta. Man, oh, man, oh, man. The fact that Jameis has an opportunity to come back to New Orleans, and I can only hope after he blows out his knee that he's going to be ready to go. And it's a 2-year deal with $28 million. It is just compare it to what other quarterbacks are getting. And if you can get out of Jameis Winston a performance that is good enough to put 3 touchdowns on the board when the Saints play the Bucs, who the hell knows, right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
Jameis had 14 touchdowns, 3 picks last year.
So the fact that he's got an opportunity is pretty cool. And again, the fact that it appears that Matt Ryan going to Indianapolis means Marcus Mariota is getting a shot. And then Trubisky's getting a shot in Pittsburgh. Two number two overall selections who get supplanted in their towns where they're drafted in their first contract. Having to go somewhere else to back up, now getting a chance to start in places like Pittsburgh and Atlanta, goes to show you that anybody who's shoveling dirt on Baker Mayfield right now should be wary. And that's the only thing I would tell Baker, who's got a heck of a lot of pride and a huge chip on his shoulder for various reasons, because one, that appears to be his default mechanism to get him to be the first overall pick in the draft and you get him to be a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. That's the way he operates to get to be as good as he is. And I know people will start to use the word was, because it looks to me that unless there is some sort of injury that happens right here, right now, that I don't think is going to happen because no quarterbacks are out on practice fields right now. And there's going to be other teams that are going to draft. Carolina may draft. I think New Orleans may still draft a quarterback. And I think Pittsburgh is still going to draft a quarterback as well. You got guys that are getting two-year contracts in Pittsburgh and New Orleans. These teams are going to absolutely draft quarterbacks, I think, because that situation is taken care of for the next 2 years while they draft somebody who may need those 2 years to get properly acclimated. Unless Seattle says, we will take Baker Mayfield, it looks like, as we're sitting here right now, Baker Mayfield will start 2022 with an earbud in his ear and a clipboard in his hand, which would be a fall from grace that I'm sure he is having a very difficult time swallowing right now. And I would too. I would be too. It's like, hey, did anybody see Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens and my shoulder brace? Did anybody see what I did to get the Browns to the playoffs 1 year? Does anybody see what the offense looks like when it's run at a level that I'm comfortable with and I'm healthy enough to do? Did anybody see what happened? I know I threw that interception against Green Bay, but I was balling out in Lambeau Field against the eventual one-seeded Packers. Does anybody see all that? Does anybody know what I've been dealing with around here? Does anyone understand? That's where the missive to Cleveland breaking up with the Browns before the Browns got a chance to break up with him comes from. But it looks like Baker is going to have to take that approach unless Seattle comes to the fore or there's another team that decides to blow up what they currently have for him. I don't see that happening. But he and Jimmy G are appearing along with what, I guess, Andy Dalton to be the quarterbacks with seats that need to be added. Yep. And the music continue to play in order for them to find a seat. And that's not the way the game of musical chairs operates.
Oof. Wow.
I think I got all that straight. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Because, you know, Miami got Teddy Bridgewater. And the Giants got Tyrod Taylor. And will Seattle add Baker Mayfield to compete with Drew Lock? That sounds like something that they would
Isn't that the same guy?
Huh?
That's two of the same guy, though, right?
So what does that matter? I mean,
I don't know.
Let's see. The best version of him wins. I mean, that's what Pete loves. He loves always competing. He loves competing, right? He loves competition. That's one way to compete with it and let it work out. Is that possible? Because if it's not, I don't know, where does he find his starting gig? Oh, my goodness. What a turn of events, and I know I'm being repetitive if you've watched all 3 hours of this program, but I'll do it one more time for everyone to see. It is exactly why Kyler Murray wants to get paid right now. Don't go into that fourth season without getting paid if you can force the situation otherwise. Because look at Baker, entering season five without a starting gig. Went into season four riding high. Riding high in April, shot down in May. That's life. I know the months are off, but that's the lyrics of the Sinatra version of the song. So I said Sinatra, Del Tufo checked back in mentally right there.
He was like,
sorry. Right. Like, what? Zing?
All right.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. We'll sneak in Overreaction Monday while we can. And then again, I've been threatening, there's this one team in free agency. I've loved what they've done. They are better today than they were the day before and the weeks before, and they left the season top-notch. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Look, you can never tell whether moves are going to work out or not. You've got a great sense of it when it happens. Obviously, saying this is a great move blows up in your face. The draft is filled with that. Great pick, awesome pick, good fit, good whatever, and then the kid stinks.
Yeah, it happens.
All the time. So free agency is similar to that. But the way you can tell whether free agency works is two things. One, when it's so obvious what your plan is needing to be going into free agency, and then the team hits it and hits it hard and hits it again, sort of like, you know, Sergeant Al Powell's car in Die Hard. You know what I mean? Hit it again.
Hit it again.
Was it Sergeant Al Powell's car, or was it just another car? I don't know what it is. Hit it again.
Shoot the glass, too.
Okay. You keep hitting it again and keep hitting it again. And then the other thing is your team better today than it was the day before? For instance, I don't think Dallas is better today than they were when free agency started.
I agree.
I don't think that. And obviously, things have to play out, that the full puzzle has to come in. Bobby Wagner's saying he's waiting. He's going to wait. And there are tons, as of right now, and again, this may not age well over the next 24 hours, Tyrann Mathieu's still available. What's going on?
Yeah.
Steelers fans are freaking. They would love to put him on the back end with Minka Fitzpatrick and go to work. And so he's waiting.
I don't know what Dallas is doing.
And then there's the draft, and then there's summer pickups and things like that. You just never, ever know. And so it's pieces of puzzle. Pieces of puzzle. The Cincinnati Bengals plan in this offseason, protect Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that was their only job.
One job.
You had one job this summer.
Well, they got Alex Kappa, even though he kind of knew, I guess, that Brady was coming back.
Yeah, Brady tried to get him to return.
Okay. They lost C.J. Azuma to the Jets, but they got Hayden Hurst as a tight end. And I believe that's an upgrade. Yeah. Ted Karras, they got a center. And then apparently, you know, Joe Burrow, according to our friend Albert Breer, had Karras, Kappa, and Hurst and their significant others over to his house to try and wrap things up as a recruiting pitch with Lyle Collins.
Oh.
And it worked. So Burrow, it appears, has some sway here where he's like, in a way, I'm imagining, hey, Alex Kappa, that whole Brady coming back thing, come on over here. Brady's only going to be there for a year or two. I'm not going anywhere. You know, I don't know if you saw me smoking cigars, wearing pumpkin suits and stuff like that, and shades and bling that's real because I make money. I don't know if you saw all that. But Lyle Collins is a significant addition. And those four guys give Burrow a target. They give him better protection. Bengals know what they're doing.
It's something we've never said before.
I just said it in that way. I don't know if you heard me. I didn't say it higher register, but I really like what the Bengals have done in just the first week plus, and they were already the AFC champs. So
they had one hole.
They had multiple such holes, and they are hitting it, and they're like, hit it again. I like that. Like Hans Gruber, again. Keep hitting it.
Joe Burrow's got to be so happy.
And then they got the draft. Then they have the draft. Boy, the Bengals are doing it right. And they got the coach. They got it set up. So that's my two cents on that. All right, Chris, let's sneak in a quick overreaction Monday. Since it's Monday, we can't do this tomorrow because it's, you know,
Tuesday.
That's Tuesday. Go for it.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
All right, Christopher, what do you have?
All right, let's do a couple March Madness ones and then some NFL stuff. First up, a double-digit seed will make the Final Four.
I think that's an overreaction right now. Trust me, I would love it for my school to make it. And there's St. Peter's from Jersey City as well, right? We had John Rothstein on saying, don't sleep on Miami, which is a double-digit seed. I just think that, I think Villanova or Houston might sneak through if Michigan and Arizona don't. I find it hard to believe that the West won't stay chalk and that the East is going to, you know,
problem is two of them are playing each other. Iowa State 11 plays number 10 Miami, so that kind of cuts one out.
Well, but that also means one of them is definitely going to make the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I just think Kansas is going to beat one of them, but I'll say it's an overreaction. What else you got over there?
All right, this one, sorry, TJ. Everybody's rooting against Duke, right?
Yes.
Cool.
What else?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not everybody.
Look, I have nothing but the utmost of respect for Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Nothing. I even rooted for Michigan State yesterday.
Well, your comments don't line up then with that.
Well, I mean, if he wins, he wins. I mean, I can go on with my life, and Duke fans are just insufferable. And I spent a five-minute segment talking about how Michigan's playing with house money.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
Talking about it.
Oh, please.
Excuse me. I am a walk in the park compared to fans of Duke University basketball. End of story.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I'm a Duke fan. I haven't said a word all show.
All right.
You really pounded for Michigan today.
At Rich Eisen Show.
Just saying.
Go for it. Go for it.
All right, Mike.
I'm willing to hear from you.
Switch the music. Go a little football. With Deshaun, the Browns are going to win the North.
No, I will say that's an overreaction.
Amari Cooper, the run game.
I know. They all have to learn how to play together.
Defense.
And I don't know if Deshaun, what is Case Keenum? How many games does Case Keenum play?
Let's say four.
Let's say six.
He can go 2-2. He's six. Let's just say they go 3-3, 2-4. He could still win enough to win the division. It's... Folks, we are living, and we should get used to it. We're living in a Cincinnati Bengals world, and we are going to be paying rent to Joe Burrow for a long time if he stays healthy. I just spent moments ago talking about how the Bengals hit their need already in free agency. So
the Ravens would like
to
call
that an overreaction and say that this is Joe Burrow's division to win and lose for a time to come. Yes, sir.
Lamar Jackson's on the line. He has something to say about it.
Understood.
Yeah, got to finish the season.
Is he there rooting against Duke?
Man. Probably not. He's not a hater.
All right, Rich, we talked about Stafford's contract extension earlier for the Rams. With Stafford locked up, the Rams should be your Super Bowl favorite.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yes, why not? Why not indeed? Aaron Donald didn't retire, right?
No. Aaron Donald did not retire.
Sean McVay's not in the Amazon booth, right?
No, he's not.
Okay, he's not. Matthew Stafford's locked up, right? You had Andrew Whitworth come on here and say, wait till you see what Donald's going to look like and Stafford's going to look like now with a ring on their finger and that confidence level already boosted. Cam Akers is coming back, right?
Von Miller's gone.
Cooper Kupp's coming back, isn't he? Von Miller's gone. I get it.
Odell maybe midway through the year.
Not all them picks have been effed. He's still picking. Less need.
Bills,
why not?
Bills, Bucks, Chiefs, Packers still have better odds.
Yeah.
Boy, the disrespect of Los Angeles sports. They won the Super Bowl, and they're running it back, most of it.
Pay no mind.
And they seem to be getting better.
All right, you got one more?
Yeah, this one's just for me. With Trevor Story being added to the Red Sox.
Oh, God.
We got the best infield in baseball. Yeah!
Who are the other guys?
Raffy Devers at third.
Raffy.
Xander Bogaerts at short.
Yeah.
Who's at first? Now Bobby Dalback at first.
Yeah, you had to really think about that one.
He has four home runs.
He's like sitting there. He's sitting there thinking,
we're so good. I don't know who my first baseman is.
Did we get Mitch Moreland back? That's what he's thinking.
We have four. He has four home runs in the spring. Relax.
Okay.
And we're still trying to wake up Brian Cashman right now in New York.
That's for you. Well done. Well done.
Trevor Story.
Well done. Good job.
Thank you.
It's an overreaction. That'll wrap it up for Monday's show.